GMB. 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 You know the fabric rap. We come from a different cloud. GMB. 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 This shit is me, not on me, nigga. Chucky Trill down key, let's go.
It ain't no love up in my heart, look, I got pain in me. Sorry if you feel like you wasn't made for me. Get on my own, get in my zone, get what was made for me. Tired of losing people, I love that shit, ain't made for me. I know the streets don't love a soul, but fuck, I gotta eat. Sometimes I talk to God and ask him, can he got a G? Roll up some pressure, blow my pressure and go fast asleep. Take my gun and blow it at niggas who don't fuck with me. Yeah, yeah.
Niggas standing on the front line. Feeding their families, catching cases at the same time. My niggas great, it's well paid. We come from nothing, not the gutter, this is self-made. When you pay the cost, ain't no love lost. Real nigga feed his family and protect his house. So many broken hearts, a lot of mended fences. Niggas snitching on they partners, bunch of bad business. These youngsters live by the sword, therefore they dying for it. They keep on asking for better ways, but I don't know it. No, I'm born to lose.
Alright, alright, WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast, when the fuck we feel like it. Sean back in the building, man, and how y'all doing, man? Oh, y'all doing great? That's what's up, man. And yes, I'm right back at it, talking to myself, as always. Shit's crazy, but we deal with it. And that song right there is Lil Kiki, once again, back to back from last week. And that song is called No Love, because, you know, sometimes you think it's love, and guess what? It's not. It's fucked up, but, you know. You got to keep that shit pushing, man. It's not always love, even on Christmas. And keeping to the theme of no love, I want to get to the Kevin Hart situation. And for people who have already heard previous episodes, you probably have heard me talk about Kevin Hart and being fake positive and all this type of shit. And it's kind of coming back around full circle. Because when you are fake positive, any little thing that you do is always looked at as ultra negative. Anything that could be looked at as under a different lens, it could be looked at as negative. If you're not careful, because of all this fake positive shit that's going on. So you got to be mindful of that. Plus, you're a black man in America. People always want to ignore that tidbit of information. But it always comes back to the forefront. And I've said it on previous episodes. Kevin Hart pretty much set himself up the same way Bill Cosby set himself up. Kevin Hart masqueraded around town, acting like Mr. Perfect and all this other shit. So any little fucking pebble he has in his past is just being thrown at him now. But they're not coming back pebble size, coming back towards him. These bitches are boulder size coming back towards him. To the point where he was saying he wasn't going to apologize. And for those who don't know, he had disparaging comments about gay people back in his tweets from years ago. And they're digging him back up and putting him back in his face now and holding it against him. And originally he said he wasn't going to apologize because he said he addressed it in the past and all this other shit. But now, just recently, not only did he step down from hosting the Oscars, he also apologized. So it's like, my nigga, why the fuck are you apologizing and you still not doing the Oscars? This shit don't even make sense. But I guess he's trying to protect his other interests that he has. The other aspects of his business where he makes money. And that's what he's trying to focus on. And this is what this fake positive shit will get you. When you walk around acting like you're perfect and shit, all this shit just gets thrown back in your face and it makes you look stupid. Same thing I said about the whole cheating allegations and all this other shit he had going on. And he's still not learning his lesson. He's trying to say that it's the result of internet trolls. Talking about he's not going to feed into the internet trolls. My nigga. These are not internet trolls, my nigga. Internet trolls don't have that much fucking power, my nigga. This is something else. And you know what it is. So if you're not going to say it, I don't think I feel the need to say it. We both going to play stupid. But you know, that's Kevin Hart, man. Mr. Positive. Mr. Wish It Into Existence. Mr. Think Positive and Positive Things Will Happen. Great things will come your way, ass nigga. My nigga, okay. But there are times in life where you do have to come to the decision as to whether you're gonna withdraw from a major situation or you're gonna go in fighting. I feel like this was a situation where he should have fought that shit. But there are other situations where you should withdraw. For instance, I remember back in the day, I'm outside talking to somebody in my neighborhood where I used to stay, of course. And there was this guy walking up down the street. Now, this motherfucker had a piece of wood the size of a bat in his hand. He essentially had a wooden bat in his hand, basically, walking down the street. Now, I'm standing in front of my house and shit, chilling, talking to somebody. This motherfucker gets up to me and walks walks up to me and mean mugs me and shit. And he has this big ass fucking bat in his hand, essentially. And he's just looking at me like he's fucking crazy and shit, like he lost his fucking mind. So I'm just looking at him and shit. I'm like, okay, I'm just bracing myself for if he try to swing and shit, I can, you know, do my shit, get this nigga the fuck off me. In this so-called altercation, nothing jumps off, so he walks off. But while he's walking off, he's looking back at me, still looking like with a menacing look on his face, like he want to do some shit. But it's like, my nigga, you didn't do it, one. And two, if you didn't have that bat in your hand, it was going to be a lot of fucking problems, my nigga. It wasn't going to go the way you thought. But this motherfucker was always on some fake tough shit, just always looking crazy and shit. But it's like, my nigga, this is not your fucking neighborhood. And plus, with my rapport with people around the neighborhood, people had more attachment to me than they would of him. But anyway, not even a motherfucking week or two later, this motherfucker is on the way to his girlfriend's house to murder her. And before that could happen, he gets pulled over by the cops. And in the midst of this stop, he opens fire on the cop and murders the fucking cop. He never gets to his girlfriend's house to do what he initially wanted to do. And mind you, once again, this is like a week after he was trying to fucking hit me with a bat type shit. So that kind of just goes to show. It just kind of goes to show how shit goes. I withdrew from the situation. I decided to let this motherfucker walk past me and, you know, act like I don't see this dumb shit that he got going on right now. In the midst of that, I passed on up because, you know, if I would have fought him and won, I would have to fight him for the rest of my life type shit as long as I seen him. He one of them type niggas. He not just gonna take a loss and just move on with his life. He gonna continue to relive this shit every single day and continue to want to fight me every single day of his life. I'm like, no, my nigga, I'm not on that. So now I just gotta write you off as the crazy nigga, which he was, clearly. This motherfucker made it hot for the whole fucking hood, my nigga. The next day after he did this, I'm on the way, because I don't think they caught him yet. I'm on the way to work. It's like, what, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 in the morning or some bullshit. I don't know what time it was, but anyway. As I get to the front of the neighborhood, it's like 75 cop cars outside. No bullshit, no exaggeration. They had the whole fucking neighborhood shut down. By the way, that's how neighborhoods are designed too, by the way. For government intervening and shit. That's why most neighborhoods only have one entrance or one exit, shit like that. Because they can lock down your whole fucking neighborhood in a so-called emergency situation. Again, you gotta know these type of military strategies and shit in order for you to survive. Because, you know, it can get real, real quick. You never know what shit gonna jump off by you or others around you. You never know what's going on. But anyway, like I said, he made it hot for the whole hood after he got arrested and shit. Now the cops are raining down on everybody. They pulling over regular fucking civilians and shit. They pulling over motherfucking 60-year-old people, snatching them out the cars and frisking them and all types of hoe ass shit. These motherfuckers pull me over and act like I fucking shot a cop and shit. These motherfuckers, again, they ask me all type of shit. They ask me how could I afford the car that I had at the time and all this bullshit. It's like, my nigga, this none of this shit is none of your fucking business. And mind you, the scariest part of this whole situation is, fast forwarded to today's times, because this happened years ago. If it would have happened today and I got pulled over by these same motherfuckers, I could have got my head blown off by the fucking cops because of his stupid ass actions. This the kind of shit that goes on in the streets, man. You never know. That's why I always say the streets are the streets. The streets are everywhere. You're not safe. Motherfuckers love to believe they safe and shit. But yeah, this motherfucker made it hot for the whole fucking hood. Got motherfucking regular civilians snatched out their cars and harassed by the police for fucking weeks at a time and shit. Motherfuckers had to file complaints and all type of wild shit to get these motherfuckers out of our neighborhood. They would not let the fuck up. This shit was crazy for a while. It was a scary situation. Even then. And again, this motherfucker's actions could have got innocent people killed after that shit happened. Because they was looking for a reason to do anything. They was real mad about that shit. Obviously, you know, this motherfucker shot and killed a fucking policeman on the way to kill his girlfriend. This is all real shit too. And that's what I mean. Like, and for instance, a lot of people will say he's a street nigga or he's a real nigga because he lives the shit that he says. No, that does not make him a real nigga. He is not a street nigga. He is a nigga in the street. Same thing with Tekashi. Tekashi is not a street nigga. He is a nigga in the street. He's making boneheaded, dumbass decisions and shit. And motherfuckers is masquerading this nigga like he's some sort of tough nigga and shit. It's like, dog, cut it the fuck out, man. This motherfucker is like fucking 5'6", paying damn near millions of dollars a year just in fucking security and shit. There's nothing tough about that. There's nothing smart about that. Meanwhile, this team is trying to fucking murder him and rape him and shit. This shit is crazy, man. That's the streets. That's what the streets will get you. The so-called streets. That's what being a nigga in the streets will get you, I should say. And going back to Kevin Hart, I feel like he shouldn't have withdrawn in that situation. He should have fought that shit, like I say. Don't let these motherfuckers punk you out your position and shit. You fucking bowed down and apologized, and you still not doing the job at hand. You still not hosting the Oscars, which I would never watch in my fucking life. That shit been, I won't even say it ever meant anything, but I don't fuck with award shows and all that dumb shit, man. Nope, again, success is a measure of self. No one could tell you you're successful. I don't need award shows and all this other shit for me to feel like I'm a contributing person to society and all this type of shit, or I live a meaningful life. Fuck all that shit, my nigga. People also have to remember, in the animal kingdom and shit, a lion, when he's looking for food and shit, this motherfucker does not catch the fastest motherfucker in the jungle. He catches the slowest three-legged motherfucker in the jungle and shit. He ain't out here running after the best athlete in the jungle and shit. No, that's not how that shit goes. He looking for a quick meal. He trying to go through the drive-thru. The drive-thru in the animal kingdom, that's funny as fuck. This nigga just want a deer with no mustard. He ain't trying to do all this other dumb shit. He ain't trying to do no fancy shit. He just trying to catch the slowest little baby deer or whatever the fuck. And he trying to get on with his life. He ain't out here fucking around. He ain't trying to prove himself to niggas. He know he the coldest nigga in the jungle. He ain't trying to sit here and prove it to y'all niggas. He just trying to eat today. That's it. And it also goes back to my views about voting and therapy and shit like that. Another reason why I'm not big on therapy is because it's like, okay, as a black man in society, I am a victim. This is what people don't want to admit. I am a victim in society, in America. So how I choose to handle my victimhood is entirely up to me. So you can't criticize me about how I choose to navigate the streets and protect myself and defend my victimhood. That shit is entirely up to me. I don't be trying to hear that shit. And plus, what do I look like going to therapy and be like, okay, well, you know, after slavery, after y'all did the whole slavery thing and shit, and y'all fragmented the household and split us apart, and you currently fragmented the household with prison and the whole school system and Section 8 and all this other shit and the whole child support situations, and you created laws for the workforce to where, you know, it's difficult to make real money and shit. You know what? After all this, I'm having trouble coping with this. Do you think you can help me? I'm not going back to the people who created these problems and asking for help from them. That's my biggest thing with it. Also, in terms of voting and shit, there's no box I can check in the voting booth that's going to stop our black men from getting murdered in the middle of the street. There's no box I could check in the voting booth that's going to stop our women from getting beat up and murdered in the middle of the street. There's no box I could check that could stop our children from getting murdered in the middle of the street. We're not even considered people right now in the eyes of the law and certain white supremacist people. So we are beyond voting right now as a society in the black community. So no, I'm not with none of the bullshit. But once again, how I choose to handle my victimhood is entirely up to me. And that's the way I see fit and how I move and operate. So I don't be trying to hear the whole shit from people acting like I'm stupid or slow. Or, you not being right, young blood. Our forefathers, our ancestors fought for our right to vote. No, motherfucker. My ancestors fought for my right to be free, nigga. Not the fucking vote, you dickhead. I be so tired of hearing niggas say that goofy ass shit. You sound like a fucking slave. Not only that, all our ancestors wasn't fighting for our freedom. Some of these motherfuckers is perfectly fine being slaves and shit and wish that shit never got changed and shit. Some of them still slaves today. Some of you motherfuckers are still slaves today. Not necessarily y'all listening, but I mean motherfuckers in general. You know a slave. All y'all know some slaves. And I'm definitely not one of them. Fuck that. That's not how I'm moving. I don't be trying to hear all that goofy ass cliche type shit. Well, you know our ancestors fought for it. Shut the fuck up. They fought for my freedom, my nigga. That means I'm free to do what the fuck I want to do. So get the fuck out of my face. But on a lighter note, I wanted to get back and talk to the women for a little bit. I'm big on narratives and shit and how they paint pictures and how people just fall for like cliche type shit. For instance, like I was saying about Amber Rose and the whole slut walk shit. It's funny that the whole narrative is that men aren't supportive of women being sluts or whatever the fuck, or being open with their sexuality and all this type shit. In reality, it was always women being mad at women being sluts and shit. Let a woman walk in a room full of all women and she has like very little clothes on and shit. She was like, look at this bitch coming in here with her ass out and all this type. That was always women doing that. Men have always been very appreciative of sluts. We're very slut friendly. We're a very slut friendly community here on the man side of the game. Men have always been very open and very warm hearted towards the sluts. If you look today, okay, let's look at power couples right now. What's the three main power couples? You got Jay-Z and Beyonce. You got Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. You had Offset and Cardi B. Two of those three women are sluts. You know what I'm saying? And these the top women in the game. These the two women that all the men want and shit. Both pretty much like admitted type sluts. Or have been visually sluts or whatever the case may be. Or known for doing slutty type shit. And then before that, you had Kanye West and Amber Rose. Amber Rose was literally a stripper. So it's funny how a lot of women act like men aren't supportive of women going to the slut walk and shit. Which actually I'm not. I don't fuck with that shit at all. But other men do fuck with that type of shit. I don't know why, but that shit is crazy to me. But it's funny how they flip it and act like men are trying to deprive women of being sluts and all this kind of shit. Men are always looking for the sluts. In men's eyes, there aren't enough sluts, actually. That's how a lot of men probably feel. So I don't really get the backlash by that shit. But the whole narrative got changed. But once again, just because a motherfucker like Amber Rose went out and said this shit, now all of a sudden all the women believe this bullshit. And they go, oh my God, yeah, we have been deprived. We have been looked down upon. We have been all this other bullshit. No, y'all have been deprived and looked down upon from other women and shit. But feminists have changed this whole narrative and act like men have been saying this shit towards y'all. No. We're looking for the sluts. Yes. Where are they? DM me, please. Nah, but really, I'm not into the whole openly slut type shit. Another word where the narrative has been changed is the word pervert. Now, I remember when I was on No Boundaries podcast, Will and them was joking about the whole pervert shit. But I'm not talking to them about this shit. I'm creating a new story about this shit. But the whole narrative of the word pervert changed. Now, if you are a man and you like a woman, you are a pervert now. That's what the word pervert means. The word pervert used to have real ramifications. It used to mean some real shit. A pervert would mean that you're going out of your way to see some shit that you're not supposed to see. And doing shit you're not supposed to do type shit. Like putting a fucking camera in the women's restroom and looking at it. And turning that into like a sexual type of situation to where you getting off by looking at some shit that you wasn't even supposed to see or be aware of. Like, I don't even know how that could be some sexual shit. I don't even want to believe women use the restroom and shit. That's some other shit. I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear a woman flush the toilet. I have nightmares about that shit. Now, I'm fucking around. I'm not that insecure and all that type of shit. But in all seriousness, that's what the pervert type shit used to mean. But now, feminists, once again, have turned this shit into, if you a man and you like a woman, you a fucking pervert now. So if a woman walked past me now with her ass jiggling, she got no panties on, and she wearing see-through tights, I'm not even supposed to look at her type shit. She gonna turn around and be like, fucking pervert. It's like, damn, ma'am, I'm a pervert for looking. You just walk right in front of me with your ass jiggling with no panties on and see-through fucking tights. But I'm a pervert now. Okay. You have a nice day, ma'am. In yoga pants. Okay. That's cool. I'll be a pervert then. Thank you. You take it easy. It's like, what the fuck is going on, my nigga? How is that possible? That shit doesn't even make any fucking sense. Pervert used to be like some socially awkward, weirdo type shit. Now any regular person is a pervert, no? So if a motherfucker walk outside naked and I look at him, now I'm classified as a pervert. It's like, what type of action or reaction did you expect when you walked outside? And plus, we all know women. You look at your ass 3 times in the mirror before you even leave the house. So you can't act like you don't know how you look when you step outside or what type of reactions you about to get. Y'all be looking in the mirror like, bitch, I'm about to kill these hoes today. I'm about to kill these bitches. These bitches ain't fucking with me. Y'all know what the fuck y'all be on, man. I ain't trying to hear this shit. Fuck on some more. But this is not me beating up on women and shit. I'm just having a conversation, really. I'm really talking about like the crazy feminist type women and shit. I'm not talking about women in general. And plus, men be on some whole shit too. But I'm talking to women because I don't give a fuck what these niggas is on, really. And plus, I talk about what niggas be doing every episode. Like with the whole Kevin Hart shit. But a lot of women, once again, will just hear this part and be like, oh, this motherfucker here just beating up on women. It's like, lady, I was just talking about for like fucking 10 minutes on Kevin Hart alone. But okay, ignore that real shit and just get on me about some other real shit that I'm saying. Okay, that's cool. But that's the society we in, man. Because motherfuckers don't stand their ground. But I'm not that type of person where you could just punk me out of my position and get me to apologize and say some other circus shit. I'm not on that type of time. I don't give a fuck what type of energy you bringing towards me. That shit, my mind not gonna change. But yeah, man, this whole pervert shit, that shit just took a left turn somewhere. Like years ago, fucking maybe a decade ago. Now, any motherfucker who smiled at a woman is a pervert now. Basically, if you're a straight man, you're a pervert, really. That's how it's looking right now. If you're a straight man in America, you're a fucking pervert. That's what the game is today. But I don't want no trouble with women, man. I love women. It's really no better person to talk to than a woman who understands you and is open to listen to some real shit and can bounce shit back towards you and shit. That's a beautiful situation, man. But instead, we got these women who hate men, who are leading the fucking charge, and they're leading the conversation, and they have the loudest voice, and they fucking painting these weird ass narratives about the relationships between men and women, which typically isn't even fucking true, but they're making it true. Now it's just nothing but hostility from both ends, from so-called men and so-called women. And I say so-called because the majority of people on both sides aren't doing their fucking part. People really don't understand how hard it is to come into a fulfilling relationship. You have to be in a certain place in your life as a man to accept somebody. The woman has to be in a certain place in her life to accept somebody and where they are in conjunction with each other. You have to mentally meet each other morally. You have to stand for certain things each on each side. Your personalities have to mesh well together. You have to be attracted to each other. You have to mentally stimulate each other and all this type of shit. Show support towards each other. Any little thing could fuck up that whole dynamic. One little thing. Well, if the man is not ready, or the woman is not ready, or maybe one of y'all have kids, so the other one's not ready to have kids, and the other person wants kids, all kinds of shit, man. One wants to get married right now, the other one doesn't. All kind of shit can throw off a relationship easy. All this shit has to match. This shit is not easy. You can't just really just walk outside and find that shit. That shit damn near has to find you. Then you got the women who super heavy on Jesus, and Zoe Williams always says this shit. Shout out to Zoe Williams and Kevin. Kevin is another inspiration of mine that where he got me back on my word game and shit with the etymology and all that shit. I owe that to him. Appreciate that. But anyway, Zoe always says that women always talk to Jesus shit, but if they were confronted with Jesus and he walked up on them, they would call Jesus a broke nigga. This nigga Jesus ain't got the Dodge Challenger. This nigga ain't got a job. This nigga ain't got an iPhone. This nigga ain't even got the Concord 11s that just came out. Y'all ain't jacking Jesus like that. Y'all would call that nigga a straight broke nigga. That's a fact. Shit is funny. Girl, he always wearing that dirty ass robe. I can't stand that nigga. Nigga always up in my face with that dirty ass hair. Nigga don't ever comb his motherfucking hair. I had to cancel that nigga. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? God damn. This nigga's an alcoholic. He always turning water into wine. Yo, man, y'all ain't fucking with Jesus like that, man. Cut it out, ladies. But I don't want no trouble with y'all, man. So you know what? I'm going to transition out of this conversation, man. I just got scared. I don't want no trouble from y'all. I love y'all. So I'm willing to meet y'all halfway, you know? I want to extend the olive branch. I want to change the narrative. So let's get back to some fly shit. My bad, y'all. I didn't want to fuck up the mood. So let's get back to it. This one's for the ladies.
Won't you play me a song? No words for the pain inside my heart, but I heard what he played and I sang along. I sang along. 'Cause if love can come to me in a song and say,
there y'all go, man. I hope that eased the tension. Hope that got y'all little blockhead asses off my damn back. Goddamn. Y'all get on my goddamn nerves, but I do love y'all. Nah, that's funny. Apologize to women and then cuss them out in the same breath. That's funny. But fuck it, man. It's my show. It's what I'm doing, goddamn it. It's when the fuck I feel like it, not when the fuck y'all feel like it, goddamn it. What's wrong with y'all? Nah, but it is what it is. That's what a nigga always say when he don't know what to say. Like, it is what it is. You know, what can you do? What can you motherfucking do? But yeah, man, I just been thinking back over this year, and you know, just looking back, and I feel like, once again, this has been my most successful year in a few years. I changed a lot of shit up, a whole bunch of shit, that I'm surprised a lot of this shit worked out. My year was real fucking hectic, man. It was looking real bad for your boy. And again, I'm gonna turn that to an episode, and I don't mean to keep just throwing that shit in y'all face, but it's an important episode to me, so I want it done right, so I'm just taking my time with it. And when it comes out, you know, I think people gonna really fuck with it. It's gonna really blueprint a lot of shit that's been going on. So I look forward to making that episode, but I'm gonna just take my time with it. Not gonna rush it. I still just can't get over the fact that Kevin Hart thought he was immune to this real shit. It's like, dog, no. You were not immune to this shit, dog. He thought he was just gonna smile his way to billions of dollars. No, it's not how it works, man. Not how it works. That shit the referee say to the boxers before they start fighting, that shit applies to life. Protect yourself at all times. You a million-dollar nigga and you ain't deleted your fucking Twitter, old Twitter comments and shit yet? Dog, you gotta clean all this shit up, man. You gotta do this shit like you running. Every black man has to move like he's running for president. That's the truth. I just thought about that right now. I think that's a hard line. Every black man in America has to move throughout life as if he's running for president. Nigga work at the gas station. This nigga gotta move like he fucking Barack Obama. Nigga just clean shit out the toilet. And still ain't safe out here in the streets. That's how rugged this shit is, man. I also kind of blame the older generation. I always say this shit, but these motherfuckers kept all the real shit from their children to where motherfuckers wasn't prepared for this shit, man. Shit hitting people over the head. Niggas wasn't prepared at all. Motherfuckers hid the fact that they was fucking drug addicts and shit. Motherfuckers hid the fact they was selling drugs. Motherfuckers hid the fact that they had whole families off to the side. Motherfuckers hid the fact that you may not even be their real son. This nigga might be your stepfather and he lied to you your whole fucking life. They told you just get an education. Just go to school. Now all these motherfuckers got all these diplomas and degrees and all this shit and can't get no real fucking job because motherfuckers overqualified for everything. Didn't teach motherfuckers how to get it for themselves. All this shit, man. All this shit backfired. And then these older niggas be having the nerve to shit on the young niggas all the time. Like the whole Slim Thug shit. It's like, all y'all motherfuckers set this shit up to be the way it is. You gotta take accountability for this shit. The game is fucked up right now. People, once again, don't know how severe these streets are right now. These streets are very fucking harsh and severe. It's cold outside, and I don't mean the fucking weather. And it's a lot of these older niggas' faults. They let this shit happen. They done led the youngins astray. Now the youngins don't want to hear shit from these older people. And they want to talk about the youngins don't have no respect for this and that. I mean, y'all made it very easy for that to be. Very fucking easy. I mean, what did motherfuckers really expect? You thought you were just going to create this fucking chaos, create this whole fake universe and shit, and things were just going to come out peachy for the fucking children? That's not how this shit works, man. It is not how it works. You trying to build real shit on fake foundation, and you mad that the shit keep collapsing. Like the fucking Netflix show House of Cards, which is funny because they show is built on the House of Cards because the motherfucking main character in real life was fucking with boys and shit. And he was doing gay shit on the actual show. It's just funny how the world works, man. Sometimes they push shit right in your face. Motherfuckers just ain't looking. And I know this was probably like a gloomy episode. Kind of aggressive. But you know, it just is what it is right now. Shit is real and motherfuckers ain't taking this shit serious. But once again, it's your boy Sean. It's been real. Appreciate chopping it up with y'all. Appreciate y'all for sticking with me. It's been a hell of a year. And this is When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast when the fuck we feel like it, man. Sean, gone.